Good morning. This is 1 in 36, a presentation from Anderson Center for Autism, celebrating their centennial in 2024. 1 in 36 is a weekly show devoted to autism spectrum disorder.
Good morning and welcome to 1 in 36, the weekly talk show dedicated to topics related to autism spectrum disorder. And today, also dedicated to a legacy of compassion, a decade of beer. And to do that with me is Jamie Bishop, owner and brewmaster at Millhouse Brewing Company. Jamie, nice to see you.
Oh, it's great to see you again, too. This is always you just get me ready for spring when I get to talk to you. It's great.
And we have a beautiful day. And yes, getting ready for spring, getting ready for April. This is a huge year in so many ways. Anderson is turning 100, which is our centennial year. And specific to today's conversation, our partnership with Millhouse Brewing Company, and you in particular, Jamie, is 10 years old. It's amazing to me that we have been working with you and that you have been brewing Mr. Anderson Ale for 10 years. What does that mean?
I mean, I think back to when we first met, you know, and I was young and green and just hungry and just trying to find great projects. And this one just was the first one that I really felt so connected to. And I'm glad we kept that going for 10 years. This is our 10-year anniversary. So it means a lot to us as well to be able to celebrate with you guys in a similar fashion, a place that's been in Poughkeepsie for 100 years. It's truly an honor to work with you guys and to be able to just raise that awareness like we do. It's been a great year for us too. I'm sure we'll get into that and how we really amped it up this year and they really went after that laser focus like we were talking about.
Absolutely. I think it's amazing and congratulations on 10 years. I figured I was maybe a little bit older than you, but I didn't realize I was 90 years older than you. So, you know, try to keep it light today. But anyway, yes, I also remember the beginning of this relationship. And there is one central person who is not on the podcast today, but we always talk about him, who was there that first day of brewing beer. We do have pictures. You might see those sometime this year as we go over the history of Anderson for all who don't know. But his name is Vance Gage. He's a friend of ours. He's a friend of yours. And he is the grandson of our founder, Dr. Victor V. Anderson. So I know Vance was instrumental in developing the beer. He was instrumental in telling you the story of Anderson. And you to this day remain friends. He never misses an opportunity to come and eat and have a beer or two at Millhouse. So just want to announce to our listeners that Vance is he's going to be around. He's coming to our launch party, but he's also going to be this year's Victor V. Anderson Community Services Award honoree at our gala on September 28th. And he is so deserving of that award. He remains a really dedicated support and very connected to Anderson ever since he grew up on the campus. But I've talked enough, Jamie. Why don't you just share a little bit about your experience with Vance? I know you can go on and on.
Let's keep talking about Vance a little bit. I love that man. And, you know, I was fortunate enough when we kind of hatched this idea and I think smart enough to say I needed to talk to somebody who was really close to the fabric of Anderson to understand how to really craft a beer that just isn't a beer, how to get a story into a glass. And I think Vance in our meeting and getting his history really just laid the roadmap for this great style that we've come up with. And then just the fact of learning his history and we spent the first brew day together, which, to this day is my favorite guest brewer ever.
Yeah. I love that.
I get to run into Vance a couple of weeks ago. He was in the pub and we did have a beer together and he was having some lunch. And I'm really excited to see him again. I just think he's got so much energy and a great smile and he's always in a good mood and he's got something funny to say. So he really was instrumental, I think, in really just getting this project right from the beginning with this beer and giving me the right tools that we needed to really make it shine. And 10 years later, here we are and the beer is still going strong. It's a perennial favorite at the pub. People really look forward to this. And, we really are behind that awareness campaign and just trying to let everybody know and tell that story for the whole month of April, which is kind of cool.
It's amazing. And yeah, Vance is great. I just want to point out that we are going to be lucky enough to sit down with Vance at Millhouse. You know, it's always where he wants to go. And we love coming and doing any kind of event we can do with you guys. But we're going to sit down with him and tell stories. And he's allowed us, he's agreed that he's going to let us record him telling stories. So we're going to end up with this amazing oral history of just so many things about the Anderson history. And what better place than to do it, you know, under your roof there. So we're excited about that. I want to just also mention, and we'll do this a couple times throughout, April 4th is the Mr. Anderson launch party this year. It is open to the public. You can get information about buying tickets. I think it's $35 a person. Unlimited food, delicious food, and select beers and wines and other beverages starting at 5 o'clock on April 4th. You can get more information by going to Anderson's website, which is AndersonCenterForAutism.org. But let's do this now. Let's shift gears a little bit, Jamie. And I know you've done something extraordinary on top of all the previous years of extraordinariness, but you've done something additionally extraordinary this year. And you've gotten what sounds to be an amazing response from your community partners. So can you talk to us about what's new this year?
Yeah, you know, I think I can't take the credit for this. I think I'm just maybe a person who's the golden thread for the project, but we've worked with a lot of great people, our business partners, people in the community. And what we did this year is we went and we talked to our distributors and we said, listen, we want to go out and we want to have this beer at multiple locations. So that story is being told in places in April throughout the month that are outside my four walls. And how can we do that? Well, we told the story of the beer to these accounts. We told them the project and what we do and how we've been behind it. And we saw some really resounding responses. So, you know, my team, John Green, who is my account manager, Dutchess Beer, Dana Beer, all of our distributors, all these local businesses that if you give me 1 second, I really would like to just shout.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. We'll do it twice. We'll do it in this half of the show. We'll do it in the second half. You go.
You know, I love it. So, you know, DeChico's in Brewster, Halftime in Poughkeepsie, Farmers and Chefs, Jason Patrick's, Halftime of Mamaroneck, Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie, Green Growler, Old Savannah, Spectro in Poughkeepsie, Climbing Wolf in Dobbs Ferry, Cosmos in Poughkeepsie. Thank you all so much for just partnering in on this and helping us raise the awareness for all those people who come in the door. It's a talking point. It's a new beer. It's just a way to get the conversation rolling. And we really feel like that's the best way that we can help. Beer is a lubricant, right? And it just brings people together. I just think it's really a great way to share it. And we really do thank all those people I just mentioned and our distributors for getting on page with it and really, really just going after it. And these places are also donating $1 per pint as well. Well, back to the Anderson Center, not only in that awareness campaign and to pour that product and talk about it, but actually to put their money where their mouth is and donate $1 per pint to you guys.
It's really amazing. And so on behalf of Anderson, I also want to thank all of those vendors and distributors and restaurants that are getting involved. It's extraordinary. I said that word now 3 or 4 times, so I'll stop. But you brought this up, Jamie, in a sort of conceptual idea of we got to get it out further. And I was like, yes, that sounds great. And then I didn't know what that was going to look like. And what I love about you and your team is that all of a sudden you come back to us. The next thing we heard is, right, it's happening. So we've got, you know, 11 going for it. And that's the way it's always felt. And I think that's because the partnership has really become a friendship. It's so mutually just important to each other. And our team members, the staff at Anderson have grown to love Millhouse. They see the recognition of the work they do. I always tell the story whenever we talk. I went to dinner there right after you launched the first one. And I sat there while one of your wait staff gave me the whole story about Anderson Center. And I wasn't wearing my Anderson swag. She had no idea who I was. It was so awesome just listening to this person that I'd never met before with so much passion and sincerity just talk about what you guys were doing. And of course, you know, we ordered some Mr. Anderson's and it was delicious. But now to envision that that's going to be happening all over the place. Yeah. Especially there's locations on that list that you know, are, this is going to be brand new. This is going to be one of the ways that those communities are going to be hearing about Anderson for the first time in our work and with your beer. It's just, it's a great story. And so thank you to all of you who said yes when Jamie and his team came asking.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Beer with purpose is always the best beer. I'll say that forever. Somebody takes that quote and says, I said it one day, but beer with purpose is really what we're about. Just feels so good, you know, and when we get behind something, it's always local, you know, and I think that's part of like our DNA is to try to work with people in our community. And, you know, this year, yeah, it was kind of cool because that concentric circle grew a little with the message, right? Yeah. And these places aren't just in Poughkeepsie. And I think that's wonderful. And I think it's just going to, again, just let people know who you guys are. Maybe they're going to have that beer and think about it or discuss the topic or jump on Google. I remember a story you told me where somebody had come to an event, you know, at the pub for this, and they ended up joining, I think, one of your boards. You know, and that right there is what I'm talking about. Right? Like somebody went there for that. And then now it's part of your fabric. And that beer was part of that thread that sewed them into it. And it's
absolutely. And what you're also doing is you just said it, you're providing a space where you can have the conversation. And so if there's a family member, if there's somebody who doesn't know whether it's okay, or they're going to be judged for talking about their child with autism or their partner with autism, or that they themselves are on the spectrum or neurodivergent. I mean, there are so many different aspects of still to this day of social isolation where it just isn't, you're not sure, you know, is it going to be welcome? Can I bring my child with autism to lunch at Millhouse? Am I going to be judged? Am I going to be asked to leave? Well, let me be the first to tell you, no, you're not. You're going to be welcomed with open arms, because part of this relationship has also led to just a huge learning curve and an understanding that we are all part of the same community. And, you know, everyone at Millhouse has really demonstrated that just year after year. So, 100%. So it's awesome. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to hear about this year's brew and what it tastes like and how you made it. And just keep talking about how collectively we're starting to, we're continuing to optimize the quality of life for individuals with autism. And in this case, you know, with some beer. So, love that too. This is 1 in 36, the weekly talk show on topics related to autism spectrum disorder. I'm your host, Eliza Bozenski, and we'll be right back.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
And now, 1 in 36 continues on 100.7 WHUD. This is a weekly community affairs program presented by the Anderson Center for Autism.
Welcome back to 1 in 36, the weekly talk show on topics related to autism spectrum disorder. I am your host, Eliza Bozensky from Anderson Center for Autism. And today I'm talking with my old friend, Jamie Bishop, who is the owner and brewmaster at Millhouse Brewing Company in Poughkeepsie. Jamie, always great to have you on.
Cheers. Right on.
Cheers. Exactly. We are getting ready to be able to actually clink glasses in person on April 4th during the Mr. Anderson launch party. That is open to the public. It starts at 5 o'clock. It's at Millhouse Brewing Company, and it will be the official launch of this year's beer, which is we're celebrating a legacy of compassion and a decade of beer. Anderson's turning 100. Millhouse is turning 10, and the Mr. Anderson Ale is also turning 10. So lots to celebrate. If you're interested in coming to the event, we are quickly reaching capacity. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, go to AndersonCenterForAutism.org and register for the event. It's $35 a person and delicious food, delicious drinks, and great company.
Yeah, it's a really, really good time. We throw it down. Definitely every year we have a great time.
We do. And what's interesting about the event itself, the donation and the sales of the beer last usually through the month of April. You guys generously donate $1 for every pint sold. If you go in during April when Mr. Anderson is being sold, you will in undoubtedly hear from whoever's serving you the story of Anderson and the story of the beer to encourage you to support this initiative. We were just talking about some new partners that we have, which we'll get to them and again in a second. But the other thing is what I've noticed at this event itself is that there have been years in the beginning where it was sort of, you know, people didn't know what it was about. They weren't sure what to expect. Maybe we had, you know, slightly smaller groups. There were years when it was really primarily Anderson staff, which was great, but we didn't see a whole lot of people coming in from the public. There weren't a lot of families there. The last couple of years, it has been like a mix of trustees from our boards, Anderson parents and other family members, team members, staff, people from Millhouse, like people from the public coming up and saying, you know, we just heard about this. We wanted to come and check it out. So again, you know, one of the reasons why I think this is so successful is because our relationship really started out of a mutual desire to work together and also tell the story. And people love stories. So we've got a great one. So so again, April 4th, 5 o'clock is our launch party. Jamie, can you tell us about this year's brew? How is it? Is it different?
Yeah. You know, it's craft beer, you know, and we only brew this one once a year. So we've only got a chance. I'll give you an example, like cold one. We brew this beer all the time. It's kind of what we're known for, right? So it's interesting when we get to brew a beer once a year. And I do get to see the evolution of what we do, right? And where we started 10 years ago and where we're now. So I could tell you every year that beer gets better. Because we get better, you know, maybe not just me, because I'm the guy who's, you know, helping to make it. But I really feel that. And I think it's because we get to be better brewers. And I think the passion's always there. So it's a great beer. But I think some of those minor changes really add up over the years. And this year's beer is excellent. you know, when I design this beer, usually there's a base malt involved in a beer, which means you predominantly use one thing and then you add some other colors in there, kind of like the other grains. And that makes a flavor profile. This one has no base grain. This is like kind of style, this recipe that I've kind of come up with. It's got 9 different malts in it. And it's a beer that's, you know, only 3.8% alcohol. So it's like a light lager, but yet we're trying to smack it with flavor. And I think the only thing we came up with this was like using all these different grain ingredients. And I think, you know, every year again, we just do it a little bit better and the beer just comes in and you know, and maybe it's because I'm thinking about the year, it's always just delicious. So we're really excited to launch this beer. It is ready. We got it through production. So we are going to be on time, which is always a big thing for me too. Pressures of production and is a living calendar, honestly. But yeah, we're super excited, and I think it came out really, really well this year. And it's funny, you know, the beer, I think the style's timeless. You know, it's a Schilling ale, and the reason we did that is because the roots from Scotland, you know, with the Anderson family, and the idea, like when we started this, right? And when I started to learn about this, it was one in 68.
Yeah.
And this beer was a 68 shilling, which they're really, that's not a really a real shilling beer, but we chose that again to drive that awareness. And now I'm on a podcast that's one in 36, right?
Yep, same
this
podcast.
This year we're calling this a 36 shilling, right? Okay. That'll be our difference. And I think that's just, I think we talked about this last year and we'll touch on it again, which is like, the great work that's happening out there at that number is because we're doing a better job, right? And we're really, really, really raising that awareness and the understanding of what's going on. And you know, my son asked me, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing, Dad, that it's a 36 now instead of a 68? And I said, it's a great thing. And I think maybe that's the only difference. It's still the same beer, right? Mm-hmm. And it's still telling the same message. Right?
Yeah.
But I think we're really driving that fact home.
I think I really love that you brought that up. So many people get caught up in the fact that, you know, why is the number changing? Why are they, you know, is it a bad thing? What are we missing here? But you have a very unique perspective and I haven't heard it before. So I think it's really worth underscoring that, you know, you could definitely look at it as a good thing because it's all about awareness. There's lots of research always being done to figure out why the statistics are what they are. But I've always believed that a tremendous amount is a combination of better tools for early identification. Early identification leads to earlier service delivery, earlier service delivery. Really, the research shows leads to much better outcomes over the lifespan. So that is a good thing. And the other thing is, when we started this partnership, we were always talking about autism awareness, right? That's why April was known as Autism Awareness Month. April is now known as Autism Acceptance Month. And what a huge stride that is.
Amazing.
Something also you can share with your son, that's also really changing in community by community and person by person, understanding that we are now moving into this era of acceptance, which if you compare it to awareness, the two are obviously connected, but that's progress. That's real progress. So I think that's a really positive way to look at things and not always get bogged down in some of the, you know, the worry and the concern over the numbers changing in the direction that they've been changing for years. But what it brings up something else that I talk about a lot, which is, you know, there will be a point where we talk far more about community and family and relationships and thinking differently and thinking about what works for everybody, what's accessible to all, as opposed to what do we need to do for this particular group of people. It's a difference. Some may call it a subtle difference, but I think it's a real one. I think we're getting closer to getting there. So I'll get off my little pedestal there. I think that's really awesome. I want to give you time again to list out the wonderful names of the wonderful people and organizations and owners who were saying yes to selling Millhouse and Mr. Anderson Ale this year, along with you guys.
Yeah. You know, starts with my distributors, my partners who we work with every day. And when we went to them, every single one of them said, this is amazing. And yes, we'll get behind it. Because for us, there are some specialty things that have to happen that are not normal with the way we do our course of business. And they all took that on with open arms and really said yes. So thank you to all of our distributors, Dutchess Beer, Dana Beer. And then also the accounts, you know, again, John Green, I'll give you a shout out, my account manager, tremendous job doing this. We asked you and gave you a task that's never been done before and you hit a grand slam, man. So without further ado, thank you to DeChico's and Brewster, Halftime in Poughkeepsie, Farmers and Chefs, Jason Patrick's, Halftime in Mamaroneck, Mahoney's, Green Growler, Old Savannah's, Spectro, Climbing Wolf, and Cosmos. You guys are amazing, and we can't wait to see your impact on this local community as you serve this beer in April. And I promise you, you are going to be thanked for serving this beer at your locations, and people are really going to understand what you've done. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, I echo that on behalf of the entire Anderson Center community. Thank you so much. And I mentioned this to Jamie the other day, but any number of you who might want to come on and talk to me on this podcast about why you chose to get behind this initiative and how it's going, I'd be more than happy to interview you and to talk with you. And we want to hear that message. We also, if you missed any of those names, Anderson will make sure that those are publicized and that people know where else they can get this beer and support this initiative and support Anderson and Millhouse throughout the month of April. So we'll share that. And keep in mind, you know, if you're hearing about this and you're interested in the future of getting involved, Anderson has a tremendous number of staff. We have almost 1,000 team members at Anderson when we're at full capacity. And we have a really engaged, wonderful group of families who love to support businesses in their locations that are supporting where their loved one is getting services. So so don't be surprised if you start hearing people pop up and say, Anderson, I'm from Anderson. I know Anderson. We're really excited to spread the word and we can't wait to meet you. So thank you so much, Jamie. I think we're out of time. Come and join us. Jamie and I will both be there April 4th, Mr. Anderson launch party. Get more information at AndersonCenterForAutism.org. And Jamie, what do you want to say? Parting words about Millhouse.
You know, we're just really honored to work with you guys. Please come out and see us. But you know what? Make it a point. If you heard this podcast, go see some of those places. Thank them for putting this beer on tap. Go have one. It's delicious beer. It's that easy. Let's all go out a little more in April and see these places and have these discussions. I think it's going to be a great spring.
I agree. Thanks, Jamie, so much. This is 1 in 36, the weekly talk show on topics related to autism spectrum disorder. I'm your host, Eliza Bozensky, and remember, Anderson cares.
You've been listening to 1 in 36, a weekly presentation from Anderson Center for Autism, celebrating their centennial in 2024. Join them for another edition of the show next weekend.